The number of hospitalizations and ICU admissions for COVID continues to drop. Today, the province reported 352 people are in intensive care due to the virus. That's down from 356 people yesterday. There are 1,281 COVID-positive patients in hospital with COVID, down from 1,342 people yesterday. There are 33 new deaths being reported today, including 3 from more than a month ago added for data cleaning. Limited testing has captured 2,337 new cases included in the latest report. Case numbers are underestimated. The test positivity rate is 10.8%. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,083,274 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,048,624 recoveries and 12,237 deaths. The February 15 updates provided by the province's public health agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 2,939 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases, there are 303 unvaccinated people, 81 partially vaccinated people, 1,656 fully vaccinated people, and 297 people with unknown vaccination status. Hospitalizations of the 1,281 in hospital testing positive, 50.8% were admitted because of COVID and 49% were admitted for other reasons. There are 221 COVID patients on ventilators due to COVID-related critical illness vaccination. About 85% of the population 5 years and older in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.9 million people, 4% is partially vaccinated and 11% is unvaccinated. More than 6.7 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. Northern Ontario in the north, there are 137 people with COVID-19 in hospital, down from 145 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 23 people in ICU with the virus, which is the same as yesterday, and 13 people on ventilators, up from 11 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,605 cases, 593 known active cases and 16 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,425 cases, 208 known active cases and 4 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,050 cases, 450 known active cases and 11 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 53% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 10,558 cases, 415 known active cases and 57 hospitalizations. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,169 cases, 43 known active cases, and no hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,391 cases and 442 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 89% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 8,118 cases, 315 known active cases and 50 hospitalizations, including 11 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.